Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, minisode number 17. We were going to take a little bit of time off, but I wanted to get this book reviewed while it was relatively new, because I think it's a great book, and I think everybody should check it out. One of the greatest characters of all time, getting a new number one. Of course, I'm talking Howard the Duck. So, Howard, if all you know him from is that movie, you just don't know Howard. And this book is a great update on Howard the Duck. It is written by the ever zany Chip Zdarsky and superstar artist Joe Kunez. So it's got a great, you know, realistic style artwork, which is kind of cool. It complements, strangely, the bizarre visuals that Chip demands. And if you don't know Chip, Chip's known for, probably best known for Sex Criminals, where he's the artist on there. Zaniness is just the best. It's what he does. So, as you might imagine, it does translate to Howard the Duck. This issue, the setup is he's a private detective, and he's in and out of jail himself. He's very misunderstood, and he is a giant talking duck, which is a little distracting to your average New Yorker, I'm assuming. So, he gets out of jail, and at the same time he gets out of jail, there's a young woman who is also in and out of jail. She is a tattoo artist at a local tattoo shop, and she befriends Howard, and they become friends, and it's nice because she sees him as a more of a person than anybody else. A lot of your classic Howard the Duck things are in this book. Him crying all the time, his wah, and, you know, he's very bitter and sarcastic and douchey, which is what you want from Howard the Duck. And so he's starting a private detective firm again. He is neighbors to She-Hulk, and he harasses her. She supports a lot of the comic relief in the book. He gets hired to hunt down a stolen necklace for somebody who knows that it is the Black Cat, and so he takes the case when the police are like, oh yeah, we're never going to catch Black Cat. So he asks Spider-Man for help, and Spider-Man simply doesn't help him at all. He still manages to find the Black Cat, and some hilarity ensues, along with the help of the woman who is the tattoo artist. What was fun, and I'm trying to do it justice without giving it away, because you really need to read it. It has all these callbacks to all these great Howard the Duck things. He's written correctly. There's an 80s montage. Like, everything you would expect from a silly Marvel book, you got. The art is amazing. The art looks like standard. It's what you would expect on a regular book, but this is a silly book. And by means of that, it's one of the best books this month, easily. So I recommend everybody go out and get it. The setup for the next issue is Howard is being chased by one of the representatives of the Collector, and he will be teaming up, it would appear, with Rocket Raccoon. So they're tying it in with the movie, because that's how a lot of people are probably reintroduced to Howard the Duck. If you go back and watch the old 80s movie, you might be a little surprised, and it might not help you as much in reconnecting with what Howard the Duck really is about in comics. So I recommend everybody pick up this book. And I also recommend, if you have some free time, to check out the Superliminal Films website, where we did in episode 101, I was their guest star. Quote-unquote guest star, and we did a Howard the Duck remake movie. It was very fun. It was very cool. That was for you, J-Rod, you know, and I know you're very excited this book came out. You probably bought 100 copies. So check that out. That's Poor Man's Process podcast, which is at superliminalfilms.com. And while we're on this week's books, other good things that came out, the issue 2 of Spider-Gwen came out, a lot of people raving about that. Issue 3 of Star Wars. I purchased both trades for Copperhead Volume 1, which is a very cool space western-y kind of book, and The Humans, which is the all-monkey cast of a typical biker gang kind of story. It's very weird. It doesn't know justice. You know, it's one of those things where it's a stereotypical kind of Sons of Anarchy style book, but because they're monkeys, it's so much funnier. So that is our review of Howard the Duck number one. It is very good. If you like comedy books, you have to get it. If you remotely like Howard the Duck, I don't even have to sell you on this. If you love Chip Zdarsky, I think this is going to be a slow build for him, but a very good build for him. I think he's trying to not be 100% over the top, and I think he's going to build to it. You know, if the collector shows up, which I'm sure he will, that's probably where a lot of hilarity will ensue. So he's doing it justice, and he's being himself, but he's not quite over the top yet, but I'm pretty sure he'll get there. So thank you for listening to Capes and Scowls. You can always find us at capesandscowlspodcast.com. You can find us on YouTube. My Twitter handle is @mad_dog_Tim. And thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll see you guys soon.